Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which opens tonight at Out North Theater.
And to talk about it, we have Leo Grinberg and John Minton, the star and director, respectively, of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Thank you.
I'm very excited.
And you're playing Hedwig.
I am playing Hedwig. I'm leaving Hedwig.
Leo, that is.
It's been my obsession in the past, I say, 3 months that I started learning text and then lyrics and music.
This is a musical.
This is a musical.
Yes.
Yes, and also it is very challenging in terms of the acting. This is my biggest acting role. And I was not trained as an actor. I'm a professional singer. So, and John has been a great director and a mentor in terms of what should I be doing on the stage. Without him, I would have never known what to do, actually.
John, as I know you're an actor.
Yes.
Director,
mm-hmm.
And you direct Rocky Horror Show musical.
Yes, twice. As a matter of fact, but okay. this is my first musical that's not Rocky Horror that I'm directing. So,
how are you helping Leo?
Well, I've worked with him twice before. Well, I've worked with him numerous times, but this is my third time working with him in a musical, and he's got such a presence as it is, and the character of Hedwig requires such a presence. It's basically, I've told everybody, it's basically a one man or one woman show, depending on how you want to look at it, with a band and a backup singer there. So Hedwig, Leo is the entire show. You've got to have that presence to draw the audience in, and that was already there with him from the very beginning. And then I run Poetry Parlay at Out North, and there's a lot of poetry in the dialogue of this musical, and we were able to pull that out. And then it was a collaborative process, more so than any other show I've ever worked on, because since he's on stage the entire time, half of it is him. Mm-hmm. Half of what he brings to it is him, if not more so, and then some of it is me. It's just been been a good partnership, really. Just one of those things that just worked out.
Well, what's the show about?
Leo, I'm going to let you field that one.
What is the show about? The show is about love, finding your other half. Mm-hmm. It's based on a Greek mythology, I believe, that once there were three sexes, a man and a man, glued up back to back, a woman and a woman, and a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. And then the gods got terrified and they split us in half, and since then we've been walking around the earth and looking for our other half.
And that's just a little preview to some of the lyrics.
Yes.
Right there. It's it's in the abstract, that is absolutely what it is. It's the production, the show is a concert by the internationally ignored song stylist named Hedwig Schmidt, who is a transsexual East Berlin singer in America, who has brought her show up to Out North Theater in Anchorage, Alaska. And she's been following a Christian rock star named Tommy Gnosis, with whom she has a past around the country. And it's basically one night of a concert. And Hedwig kind of goes
like a show within a show.
It's a show. Well, it's a show.
It's
the show itself.
It's
a show. And Hedwig kind of goes off the rails at certain points in the show, sometimes more than others. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's an incredibly, and I use this term in more metaphor than literal. It's an incredibly naked show as far as emotions and and the story goes.
And it's very funny.
It's so
and very
so
sophisticated
funny.
Yeah. And ironic. And the music is fantastic.
The music is.
This is one of the best music I've ever done.
Absolutely. It's
lyrics wise and arrangement wise. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, and we have Rod Masters as music director. He's been the accompanist on both productions I did with Leo of Rocky Horror, and on Tommy, which Leo was just in.
Oh, Tommy, you were terrific.
Yeah. And
Leo, thank you.
I
mean, as Tommy.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
So it's a lot. It's a lot of the same players from those shows there.
It's pretty much the same team that I've been working with for the past 6 years. We've done Rocky Horror, Tommy, Evita, Hair.
Yeah.
It's the same team.
Yeah.
And it was Christian Heppenstall.
Yes.
Was a lot of that.
Yeah.
In there for a while. Mm-hmm. So there's almost like a lineage.
Yeah.
Of people between Steve Alvarez, Christian Heppenstall, and now you.
And you know what's interesting is my very first show here in Anchorage was the Laramie Project, which Christian directed back in 2004, I think it was. And then I worked with him. I was his assistant director on Hair. And then it's just kind of been passed on from one generation to the next, I guess. So it's a way to look at it.
So for this old lady's benefit, what kind of music is it? You say it's very good. What kind is it?
It is rock music, punk rock, glam rock, 80s. Think of David Bowie, Iggy Pop, Louis Reed, that sort of music.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Leo Grimberg and John Minton, and they're talking about the production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which opens tonight at Out North Theater. Mm-hmm. And continue.
There's, in addition to all that style of music, there's a really wide variety of music in this show. There is the punk rock and the glam rock, and that's very much a lot of what the character of Hedwig is.
And Hedwig in the show itself is influenced by Iggy and Bowie and Lou Reed and makes reference to it. And when you think of those three groups, I mean, you practically cover most of what has happened since.
I mean,
that you really all roads like lead back to the Velvet Underground and Bowie's coming right out of that too.
Absolutely. It's the music goes beyond that. There's a little bit of country in the show.
There's a little bit of,
there are a couple of beautiful ballads that just break your heart when you hear them. And there's a really, really almost traditional Broadway tune, show tune, sort of. And
a showstopper.
It's one showstopper after another. But the music is, because Hedwig, like I said, is from Germany, it comes across as a foreigner's perception of what America and American music and American style is.
Interesting.
And that's very much what creates and has created Hedwig. So that's where a lot of that influence comes from in the character and in the style with the acid wash denim.
It's kind of a critique on pop culture, too.
Yeah, it's.
I saw the movie, which is excellent.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's a critique of pop culture. It's also just, it's performance art. It's a one-man show. It's a play and with music, and then it's a musical in the very traditional sense. There's really, like the character of Hedwig, there's really no one way to define it or confine it or anything.
So, Leo, what's your musical background then?
My musical background, I'm a professional singer. I've been taking private lessons from Big Mitch, Kate Egan, Monica Lettner. They're all local, very talented musicians.
Yes.
And also, I took some lessons at the University of Alaska.
So you're both actor and singer.
I'm more of a singer. Experienced singer than an actor, so the acting comes second. That's why I need some help from John Minton.
He's a good one to teach you.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I love working with him. And I was going to say that this music, David Bowie, Iggy Pop, Louis Reed, and this is all new to me. You know, I'm just like Hedwig. I'm very new to this kind of music. Relatively new to the American music. I was born in Russia. I've never heard of this music before. So everything that I hear right now is new to me.
Yeah.
And I learn it, and I feel that like I'm digging into this. This is a national treasure. However you want to look at it, yeah. This is a national treasure. I'm digging into it. I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. You know, I can't believe this. You know, this is, oh my God. Yeah. And Hedwig or Tommy or Hare, this is fantastic.
Yeah. And to Leo's credit, sorry to cut in there, to Leo's credit, he's an incredibly fast learner. And just picks these things up like that. If there's a tune he doesn't know, he'll come in the next day to rehearsal, and he's got it down perfectly. So it's, and I mean, that's a director's dream to work with when you're working with somebody who's fairly new to acting.
And very, very professional.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I was about to say, it's kind of like with the English invasion, how these, you know, these pasty-faced little guys from England
kind of
reacquainted America with their blues tradition.
Yeah.
So it takes an outside person to kind of bring it around and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, was this a show written by a German?
Or, no, well, I'm not sure what his background is, but it was written and created and starred both in the original off-Broadway production and in the film John Cameron Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot of indie films. He just directed the film of Rabbit Hole. But
oh, really?
But it was all him and Stephen Trask who I think wrote the music. But
right.
I believe John Cameron Mitchell wrote the lyrics as well. So as far as the source of it, it is, I don't know what the inspiration was, but it's a very personal piece.
It reminds me of the Lou Reed album Berlin.
Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And, which has fallen through the cracks.
Yeah, but it's definitely an inspiration. But it's a very personal piece from its inception or creation, and in working with it, it's been a very personal, you know, piece to work on, I think. For Leo as well.
Well, it's basically
me.
It's like auteur. It's a division.
Yeah.
And it's very singular.
Yeah.
And you say it's driven by the solo performer,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's so powerful.
Who
think.
Who in turn is driven by so many things herself. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So many issues.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, we're going to run out of time here in a minute, so I have to take a few minutes to thank you both for coming. Leo Grinberg and John Mitten here talking about Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which opens tonight at Out North Theater at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. At Cyrano's, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee opens tonight. Performances will be at 7, Wednesday through Saturday, through August, with a Sunday matinee at 3 on August 21st and 28th. This comedy is a big hit with audiences, and if you like to spell, you may have a chance to join in. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see The 39 Steps, which opens tonight and runs through August the 31st. The play just finished a very successful Broadway run. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, with a Sunday matinee at 3. Tickets are available online, or you can call 868-4913.
The Poetry Parley on July 20th is celebrating its third birthday. John Minton is asking people who would like to read to bring and read a poem or two of their choice. Let him know if you would like to read by Sunday, July 17th. Even if you don't come, if you don't want to read, come anyway, because there will be surprises and treats and an announcement. That's at 7 p.m. at Out North on July 20th.
In Eagle River, the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts presents The Sleeping Beauty, July 8th through the 23rd. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. For tickets and information, go to AFAA or call 694-8908.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents How to Make Love Like an Alaskan and Sleepless in Soldotna. Summer performances June 12th through August 31st on Sunday through Wednesday nights at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets available for all dates at DenaliArtsCouncil.org.
And finally, Out North presents Hedwig and the Angry Inch tonight through August 30th. Showtimes are Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 7 and 10. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.